This is Politico Energy. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Overnight, it's the opening act of a hurricane double threat.
So we're going to get basically a right hook from Marco and then a left hook from Laura.
Two systems, two tropical storms. Marco was a hurricane yesterday. It weakened overnight from a hurricane to now a tropical storm.
Refiners are kind of in one of the worst spots to be in the U.S. or the refining belt, you know, out of Houston is like in just this, you know, Hurricane Alley area.
Laura is forecast to become a Category 2 hurricane before impacting the Gulf Coast. So here's
I'm Anthony Dragna, and today hundreds of thousands of people in Louisiana are preparing for strong rains and winds as the storm Marco makes landfall in the United States.
But it's going to come in around the mouth of the river and then make a really hard left turn or westward turn and hug the coast for a while.
And just behind Marco, another storm, Laura, is gaining strength on its way to Louisiana, with the potential of reaching hurricane force winds.
While in New Orleans, shovels fill sandbags. Residents stock up on groceries.
You put your guard down, and then you're hit by the mothership of all storms.
Today.
So the companies are kind of used to this drill of, you know, shutting things down and then checking for damage and then opening them back up. But this is going to be a rare kind of, you know, one right after the other possibility of these things coming right up the coast.
Politico's Ben LaFave on what a 1-2 punch of storms hitting some of America's crucial oil states could mean for the markets. Okay, Ben, so we have two storms that, as we speak, are poised to strike the U.S. mainland. The oil industry is already preparing for this eventuality. What steps are they taking at this point?
So we've already heard that companies with offshore oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico are starting to recall employees, getting them off the platforms, bringing them back to the mainland. The Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement out of Interior Department, they said about 50%, I think, of oil and natural gas production in the Gulf of Mexico is closed down just because people are evacuating the area. These storms are basically threatening what we haven't seen in a long time, which is a 1-2 punch. They're basically going right up through into the heart of Louisiana. Kind of there's a lot of refining capacity in that area. And while Laura is expected to kind of just go straight up north through Louisiana, Marco is supposed to curve over and kind of keep going into Texas and disrupt the Houston area as well.
Obviously, the industry's been hit hard. We've covered this at length on the podcast throughout the year by coronavirus, economic downturn, people driving less. What sort of additional impacts do you think we might expect from these back-to-back storms?
Oil price has been kind of mired in the low $40 a barrel. You know, as these storms kind of come in, usually oil prices take a big jump. But when I look today, I mean, oil prices are up 26 cents a barrel. So there's this feeling that the demand just isn't there. So now, the most that might come out of this is just some of those stocks will go away, but you'll still have the problem of no one really needing the gasoline. So this isn't like a major, you know, the market, you know, freaking out. This is more of, oh, there's going to be two huge storms heading right to the refining belt. Let's just, you know, raise prices by less than a dime a barrel.
Right. And I think one other thing we should highlight, which is not directly related to this, but I think that you and I and others will keep an eye on, is last time with Harvey, there were pretty significant impacts to a lot of the Superfund sites in the Houston area. So that'll be another thing we're going to have to keep a close eye on, depending on how bad these storms actually get.
Yeah, I mean, remember that Houston is really kind of industry friendly. So when you get these storms, you really got to wonder what the flooding is going to do. Like I said, that's where most of the problems come, is just, you know, facilities get flooded up the wazoo. So, you know, it's kind of curious to see when you get two in a row, if it's one of those instances, depending on how Laura, the second of these storms goes, where, you know, one storm kind of preps it up, and then the other storm kind of delivers a body blow. We'll have to see.
Also, yesterday, the EPA issued the first ever approval of a product that it says can kill the coronavirus for up to a week after being applied to a surface. The spray, called SurfaceWise 2, is still under studies and pending broader approval. But in yesterday's approval, the EPA allowed American Airlines to use it on its planes while they're in Texas, as well as 2 orthopedic and spine centers in the state. And while Monday's permit may be very limited in scope, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler said he hopes more states and companies ask for these kinds of permits.
If we receive it from another airlines, we'd have to, it would probably be a fairly quick assessment by the agency, but we would have to make sure that their surfaces would also be effective for this product.
And the Gwich'in tribe said it's suing the Interior Department over last week's decision to allow drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The Gwich'in inhabit the area closest to Anwar, and according to the group, the Interior Department violated 4 different laws, including the Wilderness Act and the Endangered Species Act. In response, an Interior Department official said the project was mandated by Congress in 2017, and it, quote, leaves 92% of the refuge completely off limits to development. And now the department has 30 days to respond to the complaint. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Thanks, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Chevron has spent over $1 billion building one of the largest integrated carbon capture and storage facilities, capable of capturing up to 4 million tons a year. Learn more at chevron.com/possibilities.